Grand River Area Visitors Bureau was a separate entity that the city contracted with. And then January of 2023, all of those funds were transferred back to the city, and Amy Supple became a city employee. And so we had Hardin, Cummins, Moss, and Miller go through their books for 21 and 22, and we discovered there was an underpayment of Amy's salary.